Good day, everyone, everywhere, and special greetings to all those seated in heavenly places in Yahshua, our Messiah. The name of this broadcast is Cross the Border, and I'm Nicholas. Today, we're going to continue our trek through the Bible, and someone has labeled this program Through the Bible for the 21st Century, so I hope it lives up to that. We started last time in 1 Kings, and that's where we're going to pick up today. We got to chapter 6 and verse 1, and it came to pass in the 480th year after the children of Israel were come out of the land of Egypt in the fourth year of Solomon's reign over Israel in the month of Ziph, which is the second month, that he began to build the house of the Lord. And there it says Yahuwah, and we all know that that is the temple, that Solomon's temple that he began to build. Now, this is a key verse in the scripture. One of the key verses that we need to pay attention to if we're interested in where we are at in the Heavenly Father's timeline. Now, our Heavenly Father put in the Word, in His Word, a timeline for us to follow so we would know about what year it is and where we fit in His prophetic timeline. And this is a key part. This is really a huge chunk in a timeline. Let's say you have a timeline that's 6,000 years long. 480 years is a huge part of that timeline. Now, this 480 years begins when the children of Israel were come out of the land of Egypt. This is the Exodus date in the scripture. Now, if you go back to the beginning, to the book of Genesis, you'll find there genealogies that give us a clear timeline. Now, clear within a year. Okay, it's a round figure, because we don't have exact days and dates for the births of these men in the genealogies. We know how old someone was when they begat the next one in the genealogy, and that's all we know. We don't know how old they were, how many years, and how many days they were. So we're going to get a round figure from the genealogies. Okay, the genealogies take us up to Abraham. And if you're interested in this study, you can go to my website, crosstheborder.org. And if you scroll about halfway down in the post there on the right-hand side, you'll see a post that says, "What year is it? Does anybody really know?" And when you click on that, you'll come to my What Year Is It posting there. And it gives us a Bible study, basically, and some comments leading into it, but a Bible study showing you each reference verse and how many years we get out of that reference verse for our biblical timeline, giving us a dating from creation. And when the children of Israel, we have in that timeline, if you go about a quarter of the way down, you'll see there the end of the genealogy portion of the study where it says the birth of Isaac to Exodus discussion. Because we have key verses there that tell us that it was 400 years from the time that Isaac was born to the Exodus. So we add that to the genealogies. So that's another big chunk, is that 400 years. And Isaac was born when Abraham was 100 years old. So would the genealogies bring us up to when Abraham was born? We add 100 to that to get when Isaac was born, and it was 400 years to the Exodus from the time that Isaac was born. So the Heavenly Father gives us a clear chronology there. And then from the Exodus, we have 480 years to the fourth year of Solomon's reign, which we pick up here in 1 Kings chapter 6 and verse 1. The 400th and 80th year after the children of Israel were come out of the land of Egypt in the fourth year of Solomon's reign. And so we pick up our chronology then from the reigns of the kings of Judah. Now, as you go through Kings, you'll find that there are two lines of kings there, but we have to separate out the kings of Judah because that's where our timeline, our longest timeline, comes from. They also have the reigns of the kings of Israel, the northern tribe, after the breakup of the kingdom into the northern kingdom and the southern kingdom. But we follow for our chronology, for the longest chronology leading up to the destruction of the temple by the Babylonians, we use the chronology of the kings of Judah in our timeline. So if you're interested in that study, it's there for you at crosstheborder.org. Like I said, about halfway down on the right-hand side, you'll find the posting there. What year is it? So spread it around, post it on your Facebook, whatever. And when you go to that page, you'll see down in the lower right-hand side corner of the screen, there'll be a button that says follow. So you press that. All you do is give me your email address, and I will send you a password so you can view the protected portions of my Greatest Prophecy DVD there. Okay? And I protect them. It's still free. I'm not hiding anything from anyone, but it's just I'm asking you to do a little bit, and that's just, you know, follow my blog. And when I put a new posting up there, then you'll get an email. You won't be inundated like some people do 3 posts a day or 10 a week or whatever. I don't have that much time. I'm a very busy man. And so if I do one posting a month, I'm doing pretty good. So you won't get inundated with posts there. But you will have the benefit of seeing those protected chapters of the Greatest Prophecy DVD. You'll get to watch them all there. So anyway, back to our text. We're in 1 Kings. Just thought I'd make that connection there with the chronology that our Heavenly Father gave us. So if you're interested in what year it is, this is a key piece of the chronology that the Heavenly Father gave us here in the Scripture. And of course, this is the beginning of where we pick up the chronology of the kings, of the reigns of the kings of Judah leading up to the Babylonian destruction, where there are no more kings. Then we use, but we are giving more chunks of time, like the 400, well, we have the 70 years desolation, and then there's a 50-year period between after the desolations to the decree of Artaxerxes, which begins the 490 years, another huge chunk of time, which takes us up to, well, it's 69 weeks unto Messiah the Prince, so it's 483 years to the year that the Messiah begins his ministry. And we know that another 7 years after that concludes the 490 year prophecy, or the 70 weeks prophecy. But in the middle of the last week is, of course, the crucifixion, the destruction, the putting an end to the priest temple sacrifice system by the sacrifice of the Messiah, and the 40 years time of Jacob's trouble. And you can find that all there in that posting at my website, crosstheborder.org. And we're not doing that study today, but like I said, this is key, or an integral part of the calendation that our Heavenly Father gave us, so that we'd know what year it is and where we fit in Bible prophecy. That's why it's so important. You know, a lot of so-called prophecy pundits and teachers, and I hear them all the time, taking things and putting them in the wrong place, claiming they're literalists, but holding on to conjecture by the skin of their teeth, not realizing all the time that they're not literalists themselves. I get stuff emailed to me all the time. I hear it on other programs on the very network that I have here that I'm on. Just you know, and I don't doubt that these people are sincere, but I believe they're confused. That's why it's so important to do what we're doing here and going through the entire Bible. And that's how I've come to the conclusions I've come to. You know, I'll find something like this in the scripture, and I'll jot it down because I began my calendar study years ago. I had to put it down because I got kind of lost in it, and it didn't make sense. So I just waited for more key pieces to show up as I went through the Bible, and they did show up, and this is one of them. 1 Kings chapter 6 and verse 1, and it came to pass in the 480th year after the children of Israel were come out of the land of Egypt, in the fourth year of Solomon's reign over Israel, in the month of Ziph, which is the second month, that he began to build the house of the Lord. So we know it's 480 years and 1 month, because the Passover happened in the first month, and that's when they came out of Egypt. And a year after that, they celebrated their first Passover in memorial of coming out of Egypt and the Passover that happened when they came out of Egypt. So the house and the house which King Solomon built for the Lord, the length thereof was 70 cubits, the breadth thereof 20 cubits, and the height thereof 30 cubits. And the porch before the temple of the house, 20 cubits was the length thereof, according to the breadth of the house, and 10 cubits was the breadth thereof before the house. And for the house he made windows of narrow lights. And against the wall of the house he built chambers round about, against the walls of the house round about, both of the temple and the oracle, and he made chambers round about. The nethermost chamber was 5 cubits broad, and the middle was 6 cubits broad, and the third was 7 cubits broad, for without in the wall of the house he made narrowed rests round about, that the beams should not be fastened in the walls of the house. And the house, when it was in building, was built of stone, made ready before it was brought thither, so that there was neither hammer nor axe nor any tool of iron heard in the house while it was in building. So basically every piece was pre-made and brought and set into place. Prefabricated technology here. The door for the middle chamber was in the right side of the house, and they went up with winding stairs into the middle chamber, and out of the middle into the third. So he built the house and finished it, and covered the house with beams and boards of cedar. And then he built chambers against all the house, 5 cubits high, and they rested on the house with timber of cedar. And the word of the Lord came to Solomon, saying, concerning this house which thou art in building, if thou wilt walk in my statutes, and execute my judgments, and keep all my commandments, and walk in them, see the caveat, if thou wilt, then I will perform my word with thee, which I spake unto David thy father, and I will dwell among the children of Israel, and will not forsake my people Israel. So here, it's a warning. It's a promise and a warning. And we know that what happened, that they did not, in time, about 430 years later, the Babylonians came in, because the Heavenly Father did forsake them for the 70 years desolations. But we'll get there in time through the kings here. And I will dwell among the children of Israel, will not forsake my people Israel. And he said, if thou wilt walk in my statutes, I will not forsake. So Solomon built the house and finished it. And he built the walls of the house within the boards of cedar, both the floor of the house and the walls of the ceiling, and he covered them on the inside with wood, and covered the floor of the house with planks of fir. And he built 20 cubits on the sides of the house, both the floor and the walls, with boards of cedar. He even built them for it within, even for the oracle, even for the most holy place. Now, I used to be a carpenter and a builder, and I know a little bit about wood. And cedar is very mold and bug resistant. That's right. However, the fir would be much harder than the cedar. And that's why they put it on the floors over the cedar, because it would stand up much better. It has an alternating hard and soft grain in it, so it holds up much better. Just something interesting that perhaps only a carpenter would understand. And the house, in verse 17, that the temple, that is, the temple before it, was 40 cubits. And the cedar of the house within was carved with knops and open flowers. All was cedar, and there was no stone seen. And the oracle he prepared in the house within to set there the Ark of the Covenant of the Lord. And the oracle in the forepart was 20 cubits in length, and 20 cubits in breadth, and 20 cubits in height thereof, and he overlaid it with pure gold, and so covered the altar, which was of cedar. So much of the wood was overlaid with pure gold. And how they would do this is they would hammer out the gold into sheets, and then they would press it into the wood, or onto the wood, and overlay it. So Solomon overlaid the house within with pure gold, and he made a partition by the chains of gold before the oracle, and he overlaid it with gold. And the whole house was overlaid with gold until he had finished all of the house. So the whole altar that was by the oracle, he overlaid with gold. And so we go forward in time a little bit, to the time of the Messiah, when he was the unpopular prophet. He was very popular, of course, when he was healing people and providing them with food. He was very popular in Israel. But for the majority, he was unpopular because of some of his prophecies. And one of his prophecies was that the temple would be destroyed and not one stone would be left upon another. Now here we find in the building of the temple the reason that not one stone would be left upon another. Moving forward in time, when the desolation foretold by Daniel the prophet and also the Messiah the prophet, that the Romans came in and the destruction came with a flood and they broke the siege in Jerusalem and they burned the temple with fire. And when they burned the temple with fire, of course, what happened? Gold melts. And the fire caused the gold that was overlaid on all of the wood burned up, of course, and all of the gold would burn down and run down between the stones. And of course, then not one stone was left upon another. The prophecy fulfilled literally to the letter that the Messiah gave, and also completed the prophecy of Daniel's 70 weeks, because not all of the things in Daniel's 70 weeks were to happen within the 70 weeks. The only things that were to happen within that 490-year period were those things that were to be accomplished. There were six things that were given in Daniel's 70 weeks prophecy that would be accomplished in this 490-year period. And all of them were accomplished in that 490-year period. However, it said some of them, if you read, it says after the 69 weeks, which is the 60, it says after the 62 weeks, but the 62 weeks followed the first seven, so it would have been after the 69 weeks. meaning that anything that he said would happen after the 69 weeks would be fulfilled either in the 70th week or any time after that. And they were fulfilled. Those things happened and all were fulfilled within the 40-year period following the taking away of the sacrifice, the pre-temple sacrifice system, in the middle of the 70th week. So everything, the six things that were to be accomplished, specifically, explicitly accomplished within the 70 weeks, were accomplished in the 490-year period. The destruction of the temple was not one of those things. It was mentioned in the things that would happen after the 69 weeks, which means that they would happen either during the 70th week or after that even, because after means any time after. The only things that needed to be accomplished within that 490-year period were those six things that were explicitly listed there as being accomplished within, and they did happen, every single one of them. And the scripture proves it. And if you want to learn more about that, go to my website and look for the video on the 7-year tribulation deception. And you'll find out about that there. You can begin your study there. And I challenge anyone to go there and to prove it wrong by the scripture. Exclude anything that I'm saying by the scripture. As a rule, that's what I do. Is if I have a belief in this, if I believe something about prophecy, I will go to the scripture and I will see if I can exclude it, because that's what my critics should do. If they're proper Bible students, they should go to the scripture and they should try to exclude what I'm saying by the scripture. And if they can't, then they need to take a second look at it. Anyway, we're going to go into a break here. And we'll pick up here when we get back. So take a little time over the break to visit crosstheborder.org and do hit the follow button there. And of course, bookmark it or add it to your favorites so you can go there often. Spread it around. Email links to your friends. You can help out that way. I'll be back in a few minutes.